Number one, you guys should know that the lame-ass sports station in Portland is trying to be like you guys, Don and Mike.
Okay. Mm.
The local hosts suck to begin with, and now they are trying to do the Don and Mike format with those garbage caller questions that get the phones ringing. I remember when you guys did a bit on the air recently about some idiot consultant who would provide these radio ticklers to their talents. I almost drove off the road when I heard this one local guy talking about Ken Griffey Jr., then asked callers to call in to respond to the question, what are the 25 things a woman wants from a man? I could not believe it. Of course, he said that the children had better get in the back of the car because this was going to be pretty edgy.
Ooh, yeah.
This is probably the worst radio I have ever heard. But quite the compliment to you guys, Don and Mike.
Thank you, JJ.
Number two, a great story about selling your show. As I've mentioned before, when I sell your show, I just tell potential advertisers just to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
However, that advice backfired a few weeks ago. The day before going into a small auto dealership on the outskirts of town, I emphatically told them to listen to Don and Mike. On my way to the sales call, listening to you guys, Don started to go off, wanting to eat Leah Remini, saying that her poop probably had a cinnamon taste to it.
Oh, my God.
As I got to the dealership, I spoke a secret prayer that the radio was not working. But lo and behold, I walk into the dealership, the radio blaring, and Don still spouting off about lusting after Leah's bowel movements.
Oh, God.
The ladies in the office were white with shock.
Oh, no.
Then I had the pleasure of enduring a screaming general manager asking me how I could... I was quiet for a moment and responded, Don was just having a Leah moment. I explained that Don and Mike lose all sanity regarding Leah Remini, and
her.
I was quite sure that there was no other poop that Don would want to eat.
Oh, that's not true, though.
Anyway, in the spirit of that moment, here are some more liners. And then, you know, she will not give up.
She wants us to do the liners.
She continues to write this,
right?
this crappy material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna read. They're liners about Leah Remini's colon.
Mm-hmm.
And about
she seems to be very obsessed with that segment.
And about picking Leah Remini's corn out of our teeth.
No, we're not doing that. No, please.
We are not doing that.
And she should understand more than most, it was a moment. It was one of those moments, you know, in the heat of a Leah discussion.
Right. Oh, here's a guy calling us from Portland now. Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, those electronic billboards that you were talking about in Portland, they've actually created quite a stir with some communities because they are so bright.
Oh, are they really? What are they, like neon or something?
It's an electronic billboard. They are lit up.
Do they move? I mean, is there
movement? There are constant messages coming around the clock, and that's how I actually got turned on to you guys.
You know, then in that case, I wouldn't mind somebody sending us a videotape of them.
Can you tell us what they look like?
They're a standard-looking billboard, except that it's electronic, lit up. It's electronic messages.
Wonderful description.
Okay, I have no idea.
Thanks so much for painting that picture for us.
It's like listening to Dennis Murphy paint a picture.
If you're at the movie theater, it's an actual screen. It's a flashing billboard.
Let me try to crystallize it for you.
This guy's not doing a good job explaining
it. What is on the billboard?
It's a message.
Specifically.
The radio insignia 1010, K-Guy.
Now right. Now we're into an area that's difficult.
It had a picture of Don and Mike, and it said, that's how I turned on the station, and I started listening to you guys.
Excellent.
Well, listen.
That was about a month ago.
Someone, I'm sure, will send us a picture so we can understand. Yeah. I guess
right.
The message was received, though, if this guy saw the billboard, turn the station on, mm-hmm. and digs the show now.
And they're in good spots? The billboards are in good, well-traveled locations?
High traffic areas, stoplights, and it's actually caused a lot of controversy because they are so bright, and the neighborhoods, it's pissing off the people that live there.
Oh,
I know
good.
One billboard has been shot out.
Mm. Really? Oh, well, perhaps someone doesn't care for the show.
Oh, that's nasty.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why are you hanging me?
All right, well, there's some instant feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else from the fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm not going to give out the name.
Okay.
I want to tell you what this letter says. Dear Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. My husband works in an office. Okay, let me... It'd be easier just to explain it than you'd read this long, rambling letter.
Okay.
Apparently, there's an office in the Northern Virginia area, a communications office. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it's a famous communications office. Hmm. It's not like the FCC. It's a communications business. And apparently, there's a marriage inside the building that has gone sour.
Okay.
Someone's marriage has fallen apart.
Uh-huh.
And the husband...
And they both work in the building?
I don't know if they both did. The husband works in the building, at
okay.
least. The husband had little flyers printed with his wife's name on the top and pictures of them together. As you can see, here's their picture, the wedding picture, and
yeah.
a picture of them like on the beach.
Right? Okay.
And here's what this guy wrote. It has the woman's name. I'm not going to say her name. For the purposes of this show, it will be Jane Doe. But it says
okay.
very big on the top of this page, Jane Doe is extremely pleasant and has a beautiful smile. She was married on June 13th, 1998. And then it has the wedding picture
uh-huh.
and a picture on vacation. Then below it, it says, since that day, she has been dishonest and unfaithful. And then it has a bunch of bullet points. For instance, having an affair with men outside of marriage. Adultery. Verdict? Guilty.
God.
Numerous counts.
Wow. Man.
Having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man. Verdict? Guilty.
This guy's
got
some issues here.
Wow. Passing on a sexually transmitted disease to her husband. Verdict? Guilty.
Oh,
one
God.
Count. Do you know what kind of person you are working with? Looks can be deceiving.
So this is obviously the woman who's working in this office, and the husband just brought these flyers into the
right.
Into the office.
Right. And
oh, my
And apparently,
God, man.
Not only distributed them through the office, but also put them on everybody's windshield in the parking
oh,
lot.
Oh, my God. That's an angry man.
Do you believe that?
That is an angry, angry man.
Oh, Jesus man. Christ.
That is truly, you know, I don't know if that's the best move on the guy's part. You know, if he's looking to get this thing settled.
That'll bite him.
Hold on. Hey, Brian?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Or as it says on my screen, brain.
Well, I've been called worse, I guess.
Are you looking?
I'm staring at the flyer right now.
All
I
right.
work in that office.
All right, now hold on, Brian.
Don't say the woman's name or the office.
Yeah, don't mention
don't
where
worry,
you are.
I won't say it.
Okay, good.
But I was.
Hold on, let me make sure you're
working in my office.
Hold on, Brian. Let me verify. Describe the two pictures to me, please.
Well, one of them's got a guy and this girl, I guess, leaning over his back on a chair, and another one looks like the guy and the girl. Getting into a limousine at a wedding?
That's the
this
one?
Guy, this
okay,
is absolutely
good.
On the level.
And,
okay.
And keep it generic, please, okay?
Absolutely.
Very
well,
good.
She doesn't work in my... There's many offices in this building, but I was absolutely floored. I was thinking to myself, damn, that's cold. I was,
man,
that is super cold.
I couldn't imagine it, but...
So when you came out of your office, was this on your windshield, or was this
it
actually...
It was underneath the wipers on everybody's car in the parking lot.
Hmm. Oh, boy. So that is her husband, I guess,
who
came. And you say you don't know this woman?
No, she probably worked in one of the other offices in the building. I've never actually seen her before.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's a pretty big building.
Is that the wildest thing you've ever heard of?
Oh, my God.
That's an angry breakup right there.
It sounds like one of those things that you'd hear about on like an urban legend or something.
I'll tell you right now, the parting is not going to be amicable, that's for sure.
No.
Jesus Christ.
That's
all
truly
right,
amazing.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, my friend. That's why, you know, I had wondered if that was a goof or not,
mm-hmm.
but that guy described both of the pictures in this flyer perfectly.
Who sent you the facts? Is it a guy that sent you the facts?
Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. Her husband handed and put these on every car.
Okay, so it's a neutral party.
I thought it was something you would get a kick out of, as I did. Love your show, the company is, and then they leave some details, and then I'm not going to pass along.
You know, it's funny because my mind wanders like that, you know, when he's saying her husband, and then maybe it's the husband sending us the facts as well. You know, if it wasn't good enough to get that kind of exposure.
Trying to get it on the radio.
That's some pretty nasty stuff.
Wow.
I don't know how that, you know, how is that going to hold up, like, when they go to divorce court? I mean, is that going to be something
if she, you know...
If all the things are true...
If mm-hmm. she gave him... Like the VD or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Well, how do you prove who you got VD from?
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not like this is a public figure that we're talking about here.
Right? And if she had an affair with a man outside of marriage, and he writes here guilty numerous counts, He would have had to hire an investigator to have some proof about that, right? I mean, if he's going to hold up in court.
Or it was just his theory, and he will have to hire an investigator.
Or what about the having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man?
You know, I'll tell you right now that no matter how you slice it, that what he did, I hope he got a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of it, because I believe it's going to cost him a rather significant amount of money.
That's pretty vindictive, man.
That's pretty nasty.
I mean, I was involved. My first marriage did not end peacefully, and I know that yours didn't either, but for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I know lots of people who have had serious marriage problems, but never anything like this.
Best thing to do, and I think you speak from experience too, right? I mean, you kind of just deal with the failure and move on.
Right.
That's really, I mean, I that would be my advice for anybody in that situation.
I still draw great pleasure out of knowing the fact that my wife, Dawn, my first wife, who I was married to for 6 months, is working in a sewage treatment plant.
That's right.
I get a great amount of joy virtually every time I think about it.
And I will tell you that I am always insanely jealous that you have the liberty to say that about your ex-wife. A liberty that I do not to this day, that I am not able to share the statute of limitations with that. I can't talk about my
situation. How long does that run for?
That's part of the deal.
Forever?
Yeah, yeah.
Forever.
That's just a part of the
deal. Because when you were married to her, we had this radio show, so she knew. She knew that there was the potential.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
A very good lawyer.
No such deal with Dawn.
Yeah.
Happy crap. Happy sewage treatment plant. That's what I say. Hello, here's Ken in Richmond, Virginia. Ken.
Hey, yeah, this guy I work with, he had these flyers all passed out. They passed them out in all the parking lots of all the theaters that we work at. Had his picture on the top, and it said, "Beware, please post in all break rooms. Be careful for your daughters. Be careful for your wives. Be careful for this." Put his home phone number, his email phone number, his pager number, his cell phone number, his home address, everything on it, and the description of the car he drove, and everything. And
says, for who? Who did he put this information out on?
Some girl who got pissed off because he went out with some other girl.
If you could calm down and maybe, like, say he or she. I have no idea what you're talking about. I really don't.
He got all this information about himself passed out by this girl who he burnt. And did something.
Oh, a girl that he broke up with. So what she did is, she put his phone number and his email and all that stuff.
Everything.
I see where I was confused. Where you said he got all this information passed out about himself.
Well, no, they took all his information.
No, she passed information
out.
About him. Okay, gotcha.
Him.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You know, do you get the impression that that maybe the little warning signs of these things happen? I never used to hear about this kind of stuff.
I've never heard of this.
This is society.
And frankly, I want to tell you something about this flyer here, about this woman. This is professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not looking at some guy who's got, a program on his home computer.
Right.
We're looking at the guy who actually, like, went to an art agency, you know, and had these beautifully printed up. I mean, look at that. Look at that quality work,
see, I didn't
Mike.
See the whole thing. I didn't see it. Let me
take
let me
a look
take
at it. That's very professionally done. I mean, look at the different fonts.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a guy who really put a lot of time into that.
Numerous accounts.
That's not like some guy who's just written down stuff on a piece of paper and run it through a Xerox machine.
Oh, man.
That word gave him great satisfaction, I'm sure.
I wonder if those are color photos.
This is pretty amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dan.
Yeah, I was at a wedding once, and when everyone got into the parking lot after the wedding, they were greeted by an ex-boyfriend's... They had put flyers of saying that the bride had an abortion, and they had pictures of fetuses on the flyer.
Jesus! I didn't know that apparently this has been going on!
Yeah, people are pretty vindictive out there.
I guess all you hear about on the news...